Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our first news story for this hour. The Tuscola County Sheriff's Office and Medical Examiner are warning residents about the growing dangers of kratom, a plant-based substance often sold in smoke shops, gas stations, and online as a natural aid for pain relief or opioid withdrawal. Sheriff Ryan Robinson and Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Julie Marone said local and national poison control centers are recording a rise in cases involving kratom exposure. The substance contains two potent compounds, mitragynine and 7-hydroxymitragynine, which federal health officials say can cause effects ranging from agitation and anxiety to seizures, respiratory distress, and even liver damage. At low doses, kratom may act as a stimulant, but higher doses can mimic opioid effects and carry a strong risk of dependency and withdrawal. Marone noted the effects can be up to 13 times stronger than morphine, depending on the concentration. Health professionals are urged to treat severe overdose symptoms with naloxone and to report any suspected cases to the Poison Control Center at 800-222-1222. In leadership, Bay County's class of 2026 has announced plans to expand Winona Park with a new fenced playground for infants and toddlers. Aiming to increase safety and accessibility for local families and visitors of Bay City, the project, created in partnership with the United Way of Bay County, will support the Downtown Child Care Center for offering a dedicated outdoor play space for children ages 0 to 3, while also remaining open to the public. The class selected the project for its broad community benefits and focus on early childhood needs, emphasizing inclusion and sustainability. They are seeking to raise $30,000 for equipment and site improvements, with completion expected in the summer of 2026. The Chamber is inviting local businesses and community members to participate by contributing services, donating auction items, and promoting the initiative. Ongoing maintenance will be handled by the City of Bay City and United Way volunteers as part of a larger stewardship efforts for Winona Park. And two New Jersey men were arrested in connection with an alleged ISIS-inspired terrorism plot that was reportedly planned in Dearborn for Halloween. Tomas Khan Jimenez Guzal, 19, was taken into custody at Newark Airport, while Milo Sidaret was apprehended at his father's home. Authorities say Jimenez Guzal discussed training with ISIS and altered his travel plans after FBI raids linked to the plot. The arrest brings a total of four, with the Dearborn residents Muhammad Ali and Mujad Mahmoud also charged. Investigators allege the group amassed weapons and ammunition, practicing at a gun range as part of their preparations. And in our international news, the Environmental Protection Agency has issued new emissions rules for commercial trucking fleets. The rules require significant reductions in carbon output over the next decade. Trucking industry groups have expressed concerns about compliance costs. However, environmental advocates say the changes are overdue and essential for fighting climate change. Enforcement begins next year with gradual targets for fleets. The new standards are part of a broader push for cleaner transportation. In other national news, U.S. authorities are collaborating with Mexican officials to curb cross-border fentanyl smuggling. Joint task forces are targeting trafficking routes and dismantling supply chains. The DEA reports a rise in synthetic opioid seizures at southern border crossings. Law enforcement is emphasizing treatment and prevention alongside enforcement. Congressional leaders are considering additional funding requests for border security. Advocacy groups urge a balanced approach to addiction. And in our international news, in Hong Kong, tennis player Victoria Mboko made history by winning the Hong Kong Open, delivering a standard performance in the finals. The win signals a breakthrough moment for her career and women's tennis in the region. Sports analysts attributed her success to months of preparation and resilience. Tournament organizers praised the high quality of competition this year. Fans celebrated with the victory both in Hong Kong and worldwide. Mboko's next matches are drawing major media attention. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, along with your weather and obituaries right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.